Microsoft just used Build to make a very clear move. It wants more control over its AI stack and less dependence on OpenAI. According to CNBC, the company unveiled a new set of generative AI models aimed at giving developers cheaper options and more flexibility inside Microsoft's ecosystem. That matters because Microsoft has spent years leaning on OpenAI for marquee model access, and now it's signaling it wants more of that capability in-house. For developers, the pitch is simple: more choice, lower costs, and fewer bottlenecks when building AI products. This is TSL, Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Wednesday, June 3, 2026. Let's get into it. The biggest story today is Microsoft's push to widen the lane beyond OpenAI, and it comes with real platform implications. According to CNBC, the new models were introduced at Microsoft's Build Developer Conference as part of a broader effort to compete in a market still dominated by OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google. The company is not just adding another model family for the sake of it. It's trying to give developers a reason to stay inside Microsoft tools, even when they don't want to pay premium prices for frontier models. That could matter for everything from enterprise app development to copilots and internal workflow automation. It also gives Microsoft more leverage if model pricing, latency, or availability become pain points elsewhere. In practical terms, this is about control, cost, and keeping developers close to the Microsoft cloud and software stack. On the policy side, the White House is taking a more active posture toward AI models. According to the New York Times, President Trump signed an executive order seeking oversight of AI models, marking a shift away from the more hands-off approach the administration had previously taken. The order comes after ongoing debates over how to increase control without choking off innovation, which is the balancing act every government is trying to manage right now. According to the White House, the broader policy frame is to promote advanced artificial intelligence innovation while strengthening security measures. That combination suggests the administration wants both faster development and tighter guardrails, especially around model behavior and deployment. For companies building or distributing frontier systems, the key question is how much this changes compliance, testing, and reporting expectations. The order matters because it could shape how quickly new models move from lab demos to public release. According to the New York Times, the debate has centered on whether oversight can be added without slowing the pace of innovation that has defined the sector. The White House's own language points to security as a core concern, which means model evaluation, access controls, and risk management may get more formal treatment. That could affect not just the biggest labs, but also startups that rely on those models through APIs. If you build on AI, policy is no longer background noise. It is becoming part of the product environment. NVIDIA is also making another move that stretches its influence beyond data centers and into the PC market. According to CNBC, the company's new PC chips are part of CEO Jensen Huang's effort to win at every layer of the AI stack, from training and inference to the devices people actually use. The announcement sent shares of AMD, Intel, and Qualcomm lower, which tells you the market immediately understood the competitive pressure. NVIDIA has already dominated the AI accelerator conversation, so expanding into PCs raises the stakes for chip rivals that have long counted on that category. For consumers and developers, this could mean more AI-capable machines with tighter integration between local hardware and cloud services. It also reinforces NVIDIA's strategy of being present wherever AI workloads might run. What makes this move notable is that it is not just about raw silicon, according to CNBC. It is about owning more of the path from model to machine, which is increasingly where the money and the power sit. If NVIDIA can make its chips attractive for everyday PCs as well as AI-heavy systems, it can deepen its reach across both consumer and enterprise markets. That puts pressure on competitors that are already trying to defend their own roadmaps. It also suggests the AI hardware race is moving from a single bottleneck story to a full-stack competition. Anthropic is expanding its reach into a very different corner of the AI market: critical infrastructure. According to TechCrunch, the company is scaling Claude Mythos and expanding its Project Glasswing security vulnerability program to 150 organizations across 15 countries. The target areas include power, water, healthcare, and communications, with the company focusing on systems where a cyber attack could affect 100 million people. That is a major signal that Frontier AI is being positioned not just as a general purpose assistant, but as a tool for high stakes resilience work. It also shows Anthropic leaning into security and infrastructure partnerships as a distinct part of its business. For governments and operators, the appeal is obvious: faster analysis, broader monitoring, and more support for identifying weak points before they are exploited. The scale here is what stands out, according to TechCrunch. Moving from a handful of pilot customers to 150 organizations across 15 countries suggests Anthropic sees a real market for AI in infrastructure defense. The company is also broadening Project Glasswing, which is designed around vulnerability discovery and security research. That matters because critical infrastructure operators tend to move carefully, and any AI tool used in those environments has to clear a high bar for trust and reliability. This is one of the clearest examples today of AI moving deeper into operational security rather than just office productivity. And then there's the product news from Google, which is pushing harder on agentic search. According to Centasite.ai, Gemini 3.5 Flash is now automating more of Google search through agentic AI mode, 24/7 information agents, multimodal queries, and universal cart shopping. The idea is to make search less like typing keywords and more like delegating tasks. According to The Verge, Google's Gemini Spark agent can already complete web tasks and is expected to move on to devices soon, with the publication describing the experience as both impressive and a little creepy. That combination tells you Google is getting closer to a world where search is not just retrieval, but action. Before I let you go, keep an eye on how Microsoft's new models are priced and where they show up inside Azure and Copilot products, because that will tell us how serious the OpenAI diversification push really is. Also, watch for any follow-up from the White House on implementation details, since executive orders matter most when agencies start translating them into rules and enforcement. That is TSL, bite-sized for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.